I'm very concerned that the provincial government of New Brunswick has not entered into an agreement, made an application for funding to work on the Chignecto Isthmus project. And so MLA Elizabeth Smith McCrossin, my counterpart on the Nova Scotia side, and I are in the same situation where we are calling on our provincial governments to apply for the Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund to find an agreement with the federal government and get to work to protect our communities. Both of our communities are at major risk from the Bay of Fundy overtopping the dikes, and we need to have the Chignecto Isthmus project move forward.
What do you think about this claim coming from not just the Higgs government in New Brunswick, but all the Atlantic premiers calling for the federal government to fully cover the cost of this project?
Honestly, if that were to happen, I would not be against that. My problem is that there are delay tactics and politics being played, and my community is at risk. And so it's quite frustrating because this is an issue that didn't just come out of nowhere. This is something that I know I've been working on for over a decade. It's really frustrating that there hasn't been an agreement yet, that the deadline is a week away, that these governments who are going to be spending our taxpayer money either way can't come to an agreement and show that they actually respect and care for our communities. We have a lot on the line here. It's of national significance, but there are people's homes and businesses and agricultural land and everything on the line, and it feels like they are not taking it seriously.
The premiers are meeting in Manitoba. Are you hoping that there'll be some headway there? What message do you hope that Higgs will bring to the other Canadian premiers?
What I would like to see is for Premier Higgs to be able to cooperate and come to an agreement with other governments in order to move this forward. So, like I said, I'm not concerned with the exact percentage that each government pays. We need things to move forward. They've been stalled. There have been delays. The report took a long time. Everything is taking a long time, and we don't know if we have that time to spare. Any year, we could have the dikes breach and have a major catastrophic flood here. We know what happened in Abbotsford, British Columbia. We know what happened in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and we are in the same boat as those areas as well. We want to avoid what happened there.
The Atlantic Mayors Congress has called for a steering committee to be formed. It seems that right now it's just the upper levels of all levels of government here. We do know that there's one federal program that Dominic LeBlanc has asked the premiers to apply under, but there's no one government that has taken control of this project, or we're not sure who owns the project. The Atlantic Mayors Congress called on the three levels of government, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and the federal government, to form a steering committee so that at least there's someone in charge. What did you think of that idea?
I support their call, and I think something really important is coming out of that and coming from the voices of mayors is that municipal government is severely impacted by this, but don't really have as much of a voice at the table. They should have a voice at the table and make sure that whatever project moves forward, whatever work is done, will protect our communities. The focus has been on the transportation corridor. That's important, but we can't forget that there's communities on either side who are at risk. And so I think it would be very important to have their voices at the table.
I know that, you know, when the engineering report came out about this project, there was some voices from, you know, some experts in natural flood protection and that sort of thing, saying that the solutions proposed were strictly mm-hmm. engineering solutions, and they didn't fathom or consider the advantages of using also incorporating some natural mechanisms in play, like as in allowing some, mm-hmm. you know, changing where dikes are, allowing some marsh to develop in front of some dikes and things like that. Is that still on your radar? Or, I mean, right now, I know that the concern is over the funding of the project or just getting the project going. But once it's going, do you have any concerns with what type of project ends up happening?
I do. And there have been a lot of different DTI ministers since I've been elected. And I invited the first one to come here. It was Bill Oliver. Minister Jill Green came here. Former Minister Jeff Carr was supposed to come last week, but he got shuffled out of cabinet. Now it's Minister Richard Ames, and I wrote to him after he became minister, and I invited him to come here, and I invited him to speak with experts. And I have sent articles with those critiques and with that information to these ministers, and I've been trying to connect them also with experts to talk about what adaptation looks like and to talk about having a really holistic perspective on this. And so I would love for ministers and to listen to experts. I would love for the plans to listen to what experts have to say. That doesn't always happen in government, as we've seen, unfortunately, but I am pushing for that parallel to pushing for them to move forward with funding so things can move forward. So I do think that's something that we still need to consider. There isn't a final plan yet, and so I'm pushing for there to still be consideration of you know, what is the best path forward, and can we listen to experts?
That's Memram Cook-Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten speaking to CHMA Monday. On June 28th, Premier Blaine Higgs told reporters he thought there would be a path forward on funding the major project, which was last estimated to cost between $190 million and $300 million.